Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is WD8QCN, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and questions and answers regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and similar information related to the radio art. A brief topic for this evening to discuss filters, electronic filters. Go through a few quick announcements first, and then we'll get on to our technical topic. First of all, we have a club meeting coming up on Thursday the 9th at 7:15 p.m. in Warrenton. There's a VE test session on Saturday the 18th at 9:15 a.m. That's at the Stafford Porter Library. There's also a new ham workshop going on at the same time, same location. There's the club breakfast coming up on Saturday the 25th at 8:30 a.m. at the Gainesville Wegmans on the second floor. And, of course, the same day, Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th, starting Saturday at 2 p.m., is Field Day. That will be held at C.M. Crockett Park in Midland. If anyone else have any additional announcements at this time, please call WD8QCN. I'm not sure if that's intermod or if there's somebody trying to hit the repeater using a digital mode, or if maybe that's a noise coming in over Echolink. Not sure what's happening there tonight. It does seem to be keying the repeater, however.
HTV.
1HTV. Go ahead, Rich.
I can hear it under you, so it is an RF signal. You override it, but it's definitely under you. Of course, when you stop transmitting, you can hear it quite loud. I guess we'd all listen on the input, see if we hear anything. But I recall in the past the same, had this noise popping up in the past, but I can't remember what it was from. But it's definitely an RF signal. It could be a digital signal. I'm not sure if anybody else recognizes what it sounds like, but what it might be. But it's definitely an RF signal. It's not echoing.
It is quite strong, and the reason I thought perhaps it might have been coming in over Echolink or some other mode is that it doesn't seem to wipe out whoever's transmitting underneath as it might, you know, in a normal FM full capture type situation.
I was hearing it under you as if you were louder than it, but there was some signal under you at one point.
Okay, that'll bear some investigation and something for our repeater committee to look into, I presume. Let's go ahead with, since there were no other announcements or news items, let's go ahead with our technical topic. Basically, just a quick discussion about RF filters and some of the common filters built into your equipment. I'm sure, as Rich knows, very handy to use your notch or a band reject filter for knocking down stronger signals that are overwhelming your receiver, desensitizing it, compressing a stage, and causing you to lose sensitivity when you're trying to work DX. Ran into a situation like this the other day where I was working FT8 and had a couple really strong signals pop up on the band, and it would just suck the power away from everything else. Because it was basically compressing the IF stage in my receiver. So being clever, turned on the notch filter and adjusted it and knocked those signals down, and boom, here the DX is back. Another way you can do that is to use your bandpass filter. If you're fortunate enough to have a radio that has selectable filters, narrow, wide, medium, sideband filters, you can narrow the bandwidth and knock down a bunch of those signals, although if the signal you're trying to tune in is a little off-center, then you may need to retune the radio a little bit in order to bring them back in, which, of course, changes your transmit settings as well in order to stay within the channel. Some of the basic filter types you'll see are notch filters, which basically reject a very narrow range of frequencies. You'll have a band reject, which is sort of a similar configuration to a notch filter, but just with a wider reject band. You'll have a low-pass filter that passes everything below a cutoff frequency and cuts off the high frequencies. High-pass filter does the opposite. And again, a band-pass filter will just pass a certain range of frequencies. And then the typical parameters that you're going to look at for a filter are roll-off, that is how steep are the sides of the filter, how quickly does it cut off, usually in dB per decade or something along those lines, and then the bandwidth in hertz, kilohertz, megahertz, whatever the case may be for whatever you're trying to build. And then there are a couple other parameters we also look at that are a little less critical for, you know, audio applications, things that we normally do, such as phase shift and group delay. But those can play critical roles in certain applications. Let's go take a round of check-ins, and we can come back and discuss some of those filter applications. And when wishing to check in to the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net, please call WD8QCN.
KW3FR.
W4RKU. AK4GG.
AD3ARZ.
KN4SPL. In and out.
N7IBD portable.
Okay, there were a bunch of doubles there, so let me stop and confirm the list here so far. I've got K1HTV Rich, K3FR, W4RKU, AK4GG, KB3ARZ, KN4SPL, in and out, KO4VNZ, and N7IVV. Anyone else I missed or any other check-ins, please call WD8QCN.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray Mobile, in and out.
All right, we'll start right at the top of the list here with K1HTV. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, this is K1HTV. Thanks for doing the net. Had an enjoyable Saturday at the Hamfest. Met a number of friends there and didn't buy anything, but did have a good time. Sat in on a number of the presentations and also picked up a very important piece of a very important part of my K3, a replacement for a part of the K3. On Friday, the transceiver low-power amplifier module failed. One of the transistors failed, and as a result, I had no RF power out at all. Zero, so I could not operate anything on 6, missed an opening on 2. It was an E-skip opening. On 2 meters, I posted a note that it was sent to Ron, K3FR, and me by KK4BZ, and Ron forwarded it to the writer of QSP's World Above 50 column, John N0JK. So anyway, I was able to, at the Hamfest, pick up a module, a replacement module from Kerry WHZN, who quickly stopped by for a brief time to look at the Hamfest and pass along the module, and I put the module in later yesterday and finally got the rig working again, so I'm back on the air. I missed a couple of good openings. Other than that, I think it's pretty quiet on this front, back to net control. Now, as far as the filters, know your radio, know your filters. One of the notch filters, some of the radios have automatic notch filters. You tap the filter and it'll actually find where the carrier is, the offensive carrier. So if you listen to sideband and somebody puts a carrier on frequency, just hit the automatic notch filter, and if you have one in your radio, it'll find the tone, the offending tone, and notch it right out. In addition to that, most radios have a variable notch where you can tune around and actually place the notch at any point. And as Steve mentioned, you learn how to use your high and low pass roll-off, and it may make the difference between a contact and not contact if you can knock out the interference. So know your radio. Anyway, back to net control. This is K1HTV.
Thanks for that, Rich. Yeah, missed the Hamfest yesterday. Hope everyone had a good time down there. That sounded like a good outing. Hopefully you'll make Berryville a little later on in the season here.
Thanks for that. K3FR, go ahead, Ron. How are you today?
Okay, very good, Steve. WPTA QCN, this is K3FR. Oh, the Dizzy contest is finished. it ended up at just at 8 o'clock, and I spent most of the time on it. I got in probably about, all but about 6 hours of operating. My enclosed station, I ended up right now with a raw score of 257 contacts and 1,708 points. Looking at the 38-30 scores, and there's two more, two already posted for the single op 24-hour enclosed low power. Both of those are above me. One is only, is less than twice my score. You know, one's around 2,000 points, and the other's 4,700 points at this point. So things are going to look pretty good. Let me pull out a break. I think that was more for my radio than for the repeater. It's an interesting contest. The scoring is odd. It's a little bit more like the UHF distance contest, where you get points for distance rather than the grid square. You have to exchange grid squares for them to determine that, but it's for every 500 kilometers, you get an additional contact point on each contact that you're on the contact that you're making at that time. And so DX is king. Worked the long stations from here. You know, to me, it looks like you want to run about anywhere above 12 points per contact average. And you can do that by working a lot of Europeans and the Southern South Americans, and throw in some longer hops to the Middle East and out to Asia if you can get it. I didn't see any Asians. I did get Hawaii and fairly deep into Europe on it. So I'm happy. We'll see how things go. I believe I saw you on the band a little while ago, Steve. WDAQCN, K3FR.
Thanks for that, Ron. And yes, indeed, I was lurking around on FT8 for a while trying to scare up some UDX. I did work Qatar yesterday, which is a new one. Hadn't heard them on before, so was happy to pick up another. I think I'm up to 154 confirmed out of what, maybe 173 or so worked in the last year or so. So doing relatively well considering my antenna situation here. Let's see. Down to Kevin, W4RKU. How are you tonight, and what is new in your neck of the woods?
WDAQCN, this is W4RKU. Good evening, Steve. Thanks for doing that tonight. Not a whole lot new. Went to the Ham Fest for a little bit yesterday. I got there late, but I was there at the VAQP award ceremony. Some of our members getting awards. So that was nice to see. Caught up with a couple of people. And pretty much that's it. As for filters, I use filters mostly for CW. So they'll have the sharp skirts. That's the one thing nice about the TS2000. It has really good filter, DSP filters, and you can even design your own filter based upon certain parameters, but you can actually, there's a program that allow you to create your own voice filter or voice equalization, I forget what it's called, but since I don't use sideband that much, I haven't really messed with that too much, but filters are great, and And as you mentioned, using the attenuator can help out sometimes very well. That's about all I have to add for the discussion this week. Look forward to seeing everyone this week at the meeting. WDAQCN is W4RKU. Thanks for that, Kevin. W4RKU, WDAQCN. Yeah, just to point out, FT8 is basically a sideband mode where you're using one sideband channel, if you will, three kilohertz channel to hold, you know, dozens of QSOs, and so you're putting a lot of power into a very narrow bandwidth there with a lot of stations transmitting. So that's where those filters really come in handy to kind of knock down some of the ones you don't want to hear in order to enable you to hear the ones you want better. And yeah, you could switch in an attenuator or turn down the RF gain on your receiver a little bit in order to kind of knock some of that stuff down, but when you do that, you end up knocking down the signal you want to hear as well. So that's why the filters are handy. And I might also add to that, too, that high-pass and low-pass filters have a long history of being used to reduce RFI, television interference and so forth. You put a low-pass filter on the output of your rig or your power amplifier, and a high-pass filter on the input to the TV. So you get the TV signals and reject the spurious signals from your radio on both sides. That's another application. Let's see. Back over to John, AK4GG, WD8QCN in the far net. How are you tonight?
Yes, good evening, Steve, and the rest of the group. Yes, fine. Beautiful weekend. Didn't do much ham radio, but did a lot of family stuff. I'll add my two cents in. And perhaps at a higher level, I would say that we have power filters and we have signal filters. So the power filters tend to have reactive elements like inductors and capacitors in there, and they handle a lot of power. Obviously, an output of a transmitter might have a low-pass filter, for example, and the TV antenna filter you mentioned would also be a kind of a power filter. And we can also have power filters, of course, on the 60 hertz, 120-volt AC line for a similar kind of power handling. And you mentioned signal filters, the ones that are inside receivers and transmitters, tend to be kind of small, low-power handling capabilities, and they separate into analog filters as well as digital filters. And with digital filters, of course, we have processing. So we basically take the waveform coming in, break it up into small parts, apply weighting, and then reconstitute it, and hey presto, we can get quite a nice brick wall filter where the insertion loss is very low and the out-of-band attenuation is quite high. Anyway, enough from me. Back to the group, WD8QCN. By the way, you probably don't need a vanity call sign. We can remember that. AK4GG.
Thanks for that, John. AK4GG, WD8QCN. I see you were listening earlier, too. Yeah, a lot of folks have been struggling with it, but hopefully it'll catch on eventually here. As I mentioned when I was talking to Angel earlier there, that the old Whiskey Delta calls are... not as easy to track anymore. There's not as many of them around nowadays. So folks that aren't used to them tend to get tongue-tied. Plus, I've got the Quebec in there, which always seems to goof things up. So anyways, onward with the filter discussion. In addition to what you mentioned there about signal power filters and digital filters, I'd also add that there are, passive and active filters. You talked about the reactive elements, the capacitors and inductors, the arrangement of which kind of determines the type and characteristics of the filter. There are also active filters where you might have op amps in there as well to kind of minimize the insertion loss and boost the signal handling capabilities of the filter. The roll-off and so forth might be a whole lot tighter with several stages of active filtering. So I think I've worn that out. Down to Robert KB3ARZ. How are you tonight? And what's new in your world?
It's KB3. ARZ. Nothing new over here, Stephen. Please call me Bob. Rich knows me by Bob, and most everybody talks on radio. I go by Bob, but my official name is Robert. I know that's what come up when people look up my call signs. Well, that's okay, but I prefer Bob. Not to offend anybody, but I go by Bob. But yeah, filters can be very useful in all kinds of different situations. Very neat, very helpful. Once I get back in HS someday, I'll be making sure I keep in mind of all that good stuff. So, but for now, I'm strictly 2 meters, and I love it. It's my passion. I enjoy the heck out of it. That's my favorite thing, and I'm amateur radio to do. And I'm been around the radio world a few years. Not as long as Rich, that's for sure. Not as long as Rich, and not as long as a few other friends I have on the radio. But wonderful place to be. Got lots of friends on all kinds of different repeaters and all over the place, and I enjoy the heck out of it. I enjoy checking in the net, so that's why I reminded myself that this net was on tonight so I could check in with you guys over there in Warrington. And I'm an Indian head, Maryland, so wonderful repeater that you have over there. Wonderful repeater, and I enjoy it. And I enjoy the people that hang out on it from time to time. Wonderful people. Most of the amateur world is full of wonderful people. So, that's about all I got to say. Back to net. Thank you for the net, and thank you for the repeater. This is KB3. ARZ, back to the net.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Bob. Thank you for the kind words. And we're happy to have you. Great signal from Indian Head. Let's see. The other Bob, KN4SPL, I think he was in and out. And so next on the list is KO4VNZ. Charles, how are you tonight?
WDAQCN, this is KO4. Victor November Zulu. I'm doing pretty good. Welcome to everyone at the net. I had a great time this weekend. I went to the Manassas AmFest and got to watch the club walk away with all those awards. That was a lot of fun. And then just meeting a lot of people that I had talked to on the air there. I haven't done much else on the radio. Today I showed someone my radio, but that was it. I had gone to a high school reunion, and someone asked me about my my HT, and I just showed that to them. That's about all I've done on the radio this weekend. So I enjoyed all of that. I'm looking forward to the club meeting Thursday and getting ready for the field day. So WD8GCN, this is KO4GNZ, back to that.
For that, Charles, and thank you for reminding me about the awards, too, so congrats to all who received those. Let's see, next up is N7IDV. Brad, I think I heard you say you were portable. Where are you this evening?
WDAQCN, N7IDV. I'm sitting on the back deck outside on the patio, decided to build a fire, and was glad to see that the handheld will get into their beaters firmly here with this little quarter-wave antenna. Two things, well, three things. We will distribute the awards from VAQP to whoever's at the meeting on Thursday. And I guess we'll probably also drag them to field day with us for anybody to pick up from there. And then if worse comes to worse, it'll take about a year to mail them out to everybody. Hi. Let's see. Also, speaking of field day, since that's the last Saturday of the month, I'm thinking that maybe what everybody that goes to the breakfast up there at Wegmans should do is pack a lunch, so a breakfast, and come on down and do their breakfast at field day, and then help set up afterwards. A lot of people will be out there early in the morning anyway, so I'd say come on down and do breakfast at Crockett Park. Also, this evening, just before the net started, with my handheld, I realized, oh, the ISS is going over, so I flipped over to listen on that frequency. And that was a good high pass, and was able to copy a lot of signals coming off the ISS. They've got their FM repeater going. And I was just, again, using this handheld with this little quarter wave whip on it. So it was kind of fun. didn't work anybody for transmitting, of course, but anyway, as far as filters go, it's always nice to have all these great bells and whistles we have built into our radios, and I don't use very many of them because I seem to live on FT8 all the time, but it's nice to have them there if I ever do work anything. But sitting on my desk on top of all a bunch of other equipment is my old low-pass filter. I have no idea what brand it was, but I've had it since I don't even know when. Back in the days when we had real television sets, or at least, yeah, when we had real TVs. And, you know, we kind of had to use those back then. And nowadays, with everybody on cable or streaming on the Internet or whatever, we don't have to worry too much about RFI on TVs. But those kinds of filters used to come in very handy. So, anyway, that'll do me for now. WDAQCN and 7IVB.
Brad, thanks for that. It's probably like one of those big old Drake monsters, right?
No, it's a relatively small one. It's maybe 2 inches square and 12 inches long, something like that. So it's not terribly large.
Okay, not the big brick I was thinking of then, but I do remember those.
No, this is probably not that old. It's just, I'm outside, so I can't even look at it, but it's not very big, not very heavy. And it did its job back when I needed it.
Time for that. All right, let's see, I think next up was KO4WYX. I think he was mobile and in and out. That's Matt, and that's the end of the list. So are there any other check-ins or rechecks for tonight? Please call WD8QCN with the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net.
W4RKU recheck.
All right, seem to be the only one. Kevin, go ahead.
WD8QCN, W4RKU. I just wanted to just tack on to what M7IV said. When we had breakfast up on the hill, our hospital, the way it worked was they would have breakfast from, you know, up there at the hospital and then roll down to the field day site because I don't think we start setting up until like 9 or 10 in the morning. Some people are earlier, but since the contest doesn't start till 2, that's usually enough time to get most of the stuff up and ready. But, so, yeah. Either way, I just thought I'd give you that little factoid of history for what it's worth. WD8QCN, W4RKU, back to that.
Good suggestions there. Thanks, Kevin. And that is sounding like a plan. Anyone interested in the breakfast, please consider coming on out to field day instead and helping out with setup and bring breakfast out. Maybe stop at Wegmans and grab your stuff and come on down. All right, one last call for any further check-ins for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net. Please call WD8QCN now. All right, hearing none, this is WD8QCN, Net Control for the FARA Net. Thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or for information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org. The events and announcements are posted there as well. Or you can also send an email to faranet@w4va.org. This is WD8QCN closing the Faranet and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thanks again to everyone who joined us. Have a great evening in 73.
So this is K3FR. I'm hearing that interference on the input here as well.
After that, thanks, Ron. Yeah, we'll definitely have to have that looked into, see if we can track that down. WD8QCN.
November, Romeo, 3, November, disconnected.